One of the things that's also happening today, not just the SANDF leaving the Cape Flats, but we are supposed to be heading off to the first, well, the having having had the first school term end a little bit early due to the lockdown, we're also not going to be able to get back to school absolutely immediately, which is the today is supposed to be the second term start. And now that will obviously only happen on April 17th when the lockdown is due to end, although that might not necessarily be the case. So we've got a couple of weeks that we're going to be at home with the kids, and the Western Cape Education Department has been putting together an e-portal to allow kids not to fall behind curriculum-wise. Brenna Hammond, the Director of Communications at the Education Department of the Western Cape, joins me now. Welcome back, Brenna. How are you this morning?
I'm very good, Rafiwa. Good morning to your listeners.
Indeed. Are you working, by the way, are you working remotely?
Yes, yes. Okay. But we've got lots of officials that are working throughout this period, definitely.
I can only imagine. Okay, well, thank you for that. So, talk to us about this e-portal that it can allow parents at least to keep children up to date.
Yeah, no, we've got a wonderful portal that has, we actually developed it about 5 years ago in line with our e-learning game changer, and we've updated it now given the circumstances we are, and then we're uploading additional content to there, and we're getting the portal zero rated so that anyone can go online and they won't be using data. At the same time, you know, you can get resources from grade 1 through grade 12. You can go on there, log on as a grade 10 to 12 and put the subjects that you're taking, which can push relevant content that's caps aligned to you. So there's a variety of features on that e-portal, as well as for just for parents to go on and to see where their children are and what they should be learning in terms of the curriculum and the second term and what they have learned in the first term. And then maybe they can do some activities with their children with regard to the curriculum that has been done as revision work or look ahead. But the important thing is that we just need to keep our learners stimulated. There's a lot of free resources. We've listed actually all the free resources on there. Including in that list is, for example, Amazon and Snappify. They've got books for learners that can download on your phones or tablets or computers, and you can sit and read. We are really encouraging parents to utilize the time for children to read. There's actually no excuse not to get them to read during this time. Just try and encourage them to do that, because that is actually one of the most important things that we can advocate right now.
Absolutely, and thank goodness, because I'm friends with a number of parents who are definitely being stumped by the math side of things in terms of trying to teach their children. So if reading is the big thing, then let's focus on that. And of course, the e-portal can help with the maths in terms of evaluation. How does the...
Can I just say something on that? I'm sorry.
Go for it.
We've got YouTube videos. We've got telematics videos. So if a parent, if there is something that a parent is, for math, for me, it would be very difficult for me to teach this at a higher grade.
Right.
But, you can go on, and there's actually the different concepts are there in terms of, especially our high grades, in terms of our mathematics, science, all the different subjects, life sciences, in terms of, different videos that we've uploaded that are actually lessons that have been taught by expert teachers in those fields. So there's that, as well as YouTube videos. There's a variety of resources for our learners and for our parents to actually also take initiative and also, try and get the children to utilize this time effectively.
Absolutely. Can I just ask about how we keep everybody sort of developing at around the same pace? When we open schools again, do you foresee that the curriculum will be kicked off again as a revision for those previous 2 weeks? What about kids who can't keep up?
Well, at the moment, we're in the holiday period. Currently in the holiday period. And the plan is to catch up with that the days lost. We have on average about 200 school days a year, and the plan is to cut short the June holidays and October holidays. None of us know what the future lies for us all. And so that's where I am extremely proud of my colleagues in the department who have been working around the clock to plan for any eventuality. Even if we do If we do open schools, we need to look at catch-up programs, even for the days lost. We're specifically focusing on our grade 12s, of course, because, right. You know, we do hope and plan, you know, that's the communication that we're getting, that they will be writing at the end of the year. And I am, you know, I'm getting in stories every day of teachers who are taking the initiative and actually using WhatsApp platforms. Schools right. that are not necessarily in, you know, high income areas.
Yes.
You know, they're using the WhatsApp service for sending Google Forms in and doing actually like tests or assessments on them, and then they receive feedback from the learners. It's amazing what has been done by some of our teachers.
Right.
And as you say, that everyone keeps up with the same pace, that is where our we've got a teaching and assessment plans that we've uploaded onto the website. So every teacher can go on there and see, okay, week three of term two, they need to do this in terms of geography for grade 12 or grade 11 or grade 9. Right from grade R to grade 12, we've done this. So it's amazing the work that has been put into it. And it really, I was a bit depressed on Friday and Saturday given the circumstances. And then when I saw this document, which our curriculum team have done, it really has given me hope. And I got very excited.
Indeed. Well, the portal looks fantastic, very bright, and looks very easy to use. Can I access it on a phone if I don't have a computer at home?
Yes, yeah, sure. Okay. Yes, you can definitely do so.
Okay, so WCED portal at .co.za is where you go for that. Bruna Hammond, thank you so much for giving us this update and the positivity around how we approach staying learning for the remainder of the lockdown. Bruna is the Director of Communications for the Western Cape Education Department, and you can all breathe a sigh of relief, parents. You don't have to entertain them for the full day. There's still some work that will be kicking off on the portal as well.